is it better to pair one of your cider donuts with hard cider or sweet cider?
Ooh, that's a tough choice right there. I got to say that our cider donuts, they go pretty good with just about anything. I love them with our sweet cider, but they're awesome with our hard cider as well.
The correct answer to that is coffee.
It's coffee, sorry.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Brady McElhaney, who's the manager of Pine Hill Orchards. Now, a couple things before we get going here.
Yeah.
First off, Pine Hill Orchards is where the apples are grown for two of my favorite ciders from the area, West County Cider and Artifact Cider.
Absolutely.
Which means that some of your apples are more bitter and some of your apples are more sweet, and the bittersweet fact of the matter is that the summer is ending and the unofficial last weekend of summer is this weekend, even though we technically have like 2.5 weeks left.
Yes.
But tomorrow we can start picking those apples at Pine Hill Orchards in Coleraine.
Yes, you can. Pick your own opens tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Do different apples start the season than we would find a little bit later in the season?
Absolutely. This weekend we have a lot of, like, our Macs are ready. We actually have our Honeycrisps ready.
Mm.
We've got some Paula Reds, Ginger Golds. There's a few other things that are getting close, like Cortlands. And then we get into some different stuff later in the season.
I always ask this when we talk to apple farmers, and it's probably not a fair question, but do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite? Yes. My favorite would probably be the Gala, which actually is a few more weeks away. So I am patiently waiting.
And Phil, you're McCown, right?
I am, and I have, you know, and once I make a commitment, it's lifelong.
You're a one-apple man.
It's pretty admirable.
I'm a one-apple man, yeah.
And that one apple will keep the doctor away, so that's good too.
Brady, I'm curious, you know, when you were 8 years old, were you like walking around underneath apple trees saying, someday I just pray, I hope this will be mine?
No, I was not. As a younger kid, I thought I was going to be off pursuing some fabulous equestrian career, and life has definitely led me in a different direction.
Do you ride a horse around the farm just for fun?
I do not. I do have a couple of mini donkeys, though, but that's about as close to I have as a horse right now.
But was it the connection about how much horses love apples that moved you in this direction?
You know, I never thought of it that way, but maybe that's where my love of apples came from, was from the horses. I don't know.
Did you grow up farming, Brady?
I did not. So this farm, Pine Hill Orchards, was actually started by, my better half is Matt Shear, and his father, David Shear, started this right around 1970, started off as a small roadside stand. And it has grown into what it is today, which is quite an operation. Pretty proud of that.
So you're the farm manager, so you must know the ins and outs of what makes these apples so delicious. Because like I said, two of my favorite ciders are from your apples. They pride themselves on getting their apples.
Absolutely. So we're the home orchard of Artifact Cider Project, which is super cool. We have so much fun working with those guys. You know, we've got a bunch of ciders that they make that are, strictly from our apples, which is great. And then we just did a collaboration with them. So we were able to actually go down and work with them to make our own hard cider, which was a lot of fun and something we wanted to do for a while.
Wow. So that's new and interesting. Tell me about that hard cider.
So it's called Pine Hill. We wanted to go with something that was a little bit sweeter than what Artifact normally goes with, because we were kind of trying to get some of the non-cider drinkers a little more involved. But we've come up with a cider that we really love. It's not too sweet, not too dry, and it is all from us right here at Pine Hill.
What apples went into it?
Well, it's kind of a mixture, and it's a secret. So I guess it's heavy in Macs and Cortlands, but we've got some pretty great cider varieties in there. But yeah, like I said, it's kind of our own little mixture that we came up with them.
And if Macs are your jam, and I'm not speaking about the computer, which is probably jammed given how much you've been using it all these this new culture we live in, those will be ready tomorrow.
Macs will be ready tomorrow.
In Coleraine at Pine Hill Orchards.
Yes.
Pick your own. Summer's not over. I'm in denial.
I don't know. It feels kind of like summer's over up here, I'll tell you.
Not yet ready to leave the peaches behind. Can you help me with the peaches at all or no?
I can help you with the peaches. We still have a lot of our own peaches right here in the store. We'll be picking for probably the next 2 weeks. We have everything from your basic yellow peach. We grow some amazing white peaches. We have our Saturn peaches. We have Pentos peaches, Sweet Cap. So we have all the delicious little varieties for you.
And I picked up some Pine Hill peaches at Food City just yesterday.
You did, yeah. Yes, we sell a lot to Food City. We sell a lot of local farm stands, too. You can find our stuff usually at Cheslick's in Deerfield, State Street in Northampton. We sell a lot to them.
If I can't come on the first day of Pick Your Own tomorrow, mm-hmm. do I have a little bit of time to get to the orchard?
You do. We run Pick Your Own right through Columbus Day weekend, not just on the weekends, but we do it during the week as well, which is a little bit of a quieter time for Pick Your Own. So if you're worried about crowds and a lot of people, which, mind you, we have plenty of room out there, it will be perfectly safe. But the weekdays are a little bit slower. So if you're worried about stuff like that, that would be the time to come out.
And nothing quite says New England like apple picking, and nothing says New England during a global pandemic. Like apple picking, like you said, there's plenty of room out there.
Plenty of room, yeah. We have our Pick Your Own block is about 5 acres. Lots of room to spread out and social distance. We've got an opportunity here to give you all something to do that's safe and outside and, you know, a New England fall tradition.
Brady McElhaney, who is the manager of Pine Hill Orchards Farm, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.